Our True Identity by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. For to me to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. Knowing Him. If you want to get to know who you are, who are you going to have to get to know? Christ. In other words, to discover your true identity, you will have to discover Him who alone is your life. It is impossible to know who you really are apart from Christ, apart from knowing Him. Realizing this one simple truth frees you from the know thyself worldview. You are delivered from it by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom you have your new, true identity. Hear Paul again, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Philippians 3:10. The call of the believer's life is not some human self-centered psychology of know thyself, but by the divine, Christ-centered spirituality of know Him. E. W. Bullinger, 1837-1913, wrote, "The ancient philosophy had a motto continually sounding in its ears, know thyself." This saying was introduced by Solon, one of the seven wise men of Greece and the wisest of them all. A lawgiver, a great reformer, and a great patriot, 638 years before Christ, Solon gave this as his most precious wisdom. It was carved over all the schools and seats of learning. Its letters may be seen today carved in the marble ruins of Greece. It was good, so far as man's wisdom went. It was the best that man could do. But what we can only know ourselves by the knowledge of Christ. Paul came and brought a loftier motto, a heavenly wisdom, a divine truth, that I may know Him. Paul also wrote, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. Beholding and becoming, Paul tells us that as we behold the glory of the Lord, we are changed into His image. This is the principle of what we might call beholding and becoming. As you behold Him, you are transformed into His image. This beholding and becoming is carried out and accomplished in the very details of your life. The Father is steadily at work in you, manifesting the life of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, He accomplishes this in the most difficult circumstances that life may throw at you. This is the great plan of God in your life. Changed. The Father is transforming you, so that you are being changed into the same image. This word changed is the Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our word metamorphos, which Webster defines as to change into a different form, to transform. It appears three other times in the Greek scriptures. It is used twice of the Lord Jesus Christ's transfiguration. And after 6 days, Jesus takes with Him Peter and James and John and leads them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and He was transfigured, metamorpho before them. Mark 9:2. And was transfigured, metamorpho before them. And His face did shine as the sun, and His raiment was white as the light. Matthew 17:2. This same word is used again by Paul in Romans chapter 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, metamorpho, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Image just exactly what is this change. We are being transformed into the same image of the Son. The Greek word for image is icon. Its usage by Paul the Apostle is very telling. He uses this word in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ being in the image of God. Christ, who is the image icon of God. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Who is the image icon of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Colossians 1:15. Then Paul uses this same word in reference to believers. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image icon of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Romans 8:29. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image icon of the heavenly. 1 Corinthians 15:49. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image, icon of him who created him. Colossians 3:10. The Lord Jesus Christ is in the image of God, and you are being transformed into the image of his Son. What a truly astounding truth. The first principle of knowing who you really are is to look to him, to know him, to keep your eyes upon him. For all that you are is in him.